future is now.
Hi, everyone. Cheryl Cran here. Welcome to the Future is Human podcast. And I'm going to continue along the topic of AI data and who's using it and the stats around that. And then in this episode, I'm also going to give some examples of, and I've done this in previous episodes, but I want to update it, some examples of how I and others, clients of mine, are using AI, just so you can think about it from an application standpoint for yourself. So I mentioned in the previous podcast about YouGov.com and using their data. They do a lot of researching. I do a lot of researching myself, both through surveys. I conduct at least 5 surveys a month through my audience surveys, but I also do stage real-time polling, and I aggregate that data as well. And the data that I've gathered through real-time polling on stage and my own surveys tracks with this survey results that I see here on YouGov. So this question here, again, following up from the last episode, how often do you use artificial intelligence? This particular category that I want to talk about on this episode is gender. So again, when remembering that for all usage, 13% said they're using it daily. But if you break that into male, female for gender discussion, 16% of males are using it daily, 10% of females are using AI daily. Weekly, all genders, 17% are using it weekly. 20% of males are using it weekly, and 13% of females are using it weekly. You go to the monthly stat, it tracks pretty even among genders. So 7% of all of us are using AI monthly, 8% of males are using it monthly, 7% of females. Less often than monthly, 14% for all genders. And then male 13%, female 14%. So that one tracks as well. This one, though, is interesting. In the never category, the total for all is 33%. 28% of males have said never, but a whopping 37% of females have said they've never used it. That, for me, as a female entrepreneur, as a female thought leader, is an opportunity for, generally women are, the percentage of women using and leveraging technology is behind the male cohorts. But for AI, for women, there are so many applications beyond professional. So I'm guessing, again, you know, with my clients, I'm guessing that the reason there's a number of women who've never used AI is because, A, they have, you know, and this doesn't mean that it doesn't apply for men, but just let me, from my female vantage point, this is how I'm going to approach this, is that, a lot of women have so much going on. If they've got families, even if they don't have families, they've got a lot going on. And so they may be seeing AI as just one other thing that they have to add to their plate, and they don't have time for it. The thing is, this whole time management, the way we view time, it's going to be turned on its head as a result of AI. And the reason for that is the number one application of AI is to help us save time. The whole meaning and purpose of AI is to automate the mundane, the repetitive, the things that are menial tasks, so that we can spend more time with our families or doing high-level work as leaders or having more meaningful conversations. And this is where I get super excited. In my book, Next Mapping, Anticipate, Navigate, and Create the Future of Work, I actually, the first chapter, I talk about painting this idealistic future. And I talk about, you know, we get into our self-driven cars and our smart home tells us what we need to eat that day for optimal, you know, macros and micros. And I talk about this, and I talk about how the technology makes our lives seamless so that we can go and have these interactions with other humans that are literally like we could be saving the world, not to use superhero aphorisms. But honestly, that's how I see it, is that if we were to leverage technology and not be afraid of it and not picture this doomsday robots are taking over the world reality, but really more of a, how can we as a society be more loving and peaceful and inclusive and elevate our dialogues and our education and our interactions? And I know for some of you listening or watching, you might think, well, that sounds really idealistic or utopian, Cheryl. I'm a pragmatic optimist, and I do believe that's where this is taking us. Now, for those females, the women who said 37% have never used AI, I encourage you to just even subscribe to a few of the AI information so that you can at least start to become comfortable with how other people are using it. So I use tools like Ben's Bytes or Product Hunt Daily. These are things you can just go and Google and find. I use the AI report. I have like a number of AI newsletters. So, because what that does is it helps me know what's the latest, how's it being used, what are the latest innovations. And by the way, one of my newsletters I subscribe to is Product Hunt Daily, and there's over 100 AI innovations happening daily. So yes, it can be overwhelming, but I'm very pragmatic again when I receive information. I don't feel like I have to know it all. I simply go into the highlights of what's pertinent to my work and to my life. So I would really love for my female listeners to really see AI as an opportunity to help you manage. So for example, household, a lot of home women are using for home management AI. So creating their schedules, making sure there's not conflict of schedules. I feel like all of us are so scheduled. You know, we get our 10-minute alerts and all of those things. AI taking meeting notes. I have read.ai that helps me with my Zoom meetings. So it'll record it and then creates my notes instantaneously. Now, Zoom has its own app for that, but read.ai points out sentiment analysis. It points out highlights of the action items that it pulls them out. So it saves me a tremendous amount of time. I use ChatGPT to write articles, and I have to give it very specific prompts. Just today, I had an article written for both my LinkedIn page, newsletter, and also my blog on my website, nextmapping.com. And I used AI to help me. I gave it all the data. This is what I want you to write about. Here's the data. Here's the facts. Please support it with research. Please support it with links. Please write it in the voice of Sheryl Cran. So it saves me hours. Like where it would take me 2 hours to write an article in the past, it now takes me 30 minutes because I still have to edit and I still have to put my spin on it and make sure that it's accurate, make sure it's not biased. So there's still oversight, human oversight, to make sure that it's relevant and that other people will relate to it. But it saved me. I mean, when you equate dollars to time, it saved me massive amounts of time. I use AI to, as I said, meeting notes, research. So I'll go in, and yes, you can use Google, but if you go into AI and you give it specific resources and comparisons, it'll give you comparative data. Book synopsis. Who has time to read whole books anymore? I go into ChatGPT, I'll say, give me a book synopsis, and it will give it to me. And then I at least know the high level notes. So now that doesn't get us off the hook for the detailed analysis that we still require and are required to do, but it saves us time by giving us context. And I believe that the future is context is key. Like he or she or they that can bring context, that we can simplify information so that we can help people be more effective, to have less stress, to find more meaning. That's the sweet spot for the future now and into beyond. So yeah. And then again, for that's same statistic that I'm looking at, 16%, they're not sure about AI. Of that 16%, 13% were male and 18% were female. So that was the averaging out. So again, that not sure, I get that. It's all about change again. It's uncertainty. It's a fear. I would hope that from a future of work standpoint, that we would all look at it as a curiosity rather than a fear. At least if we're curious, it's one level up of energy from fear. So again, I'm not pro AI, I am pro future and anything that helps us have a better future. So in that spirit, I hope that you got some more things to think about today, that you're going to be curious about AI if you're not already. And if you are already, would love to hear from you how you're using it, how you're leveraging it. As I mentioned on a previous podcast, I'm going to be holding a leadership retreat where we're going to be talking about the future as human, accompanied with using AI to be better leaders. And so we'll be gathering more research and data that I'll be sharing with you on future episodes. And I look forward to having you join me in those. Thank you for your time. Take care.